as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are. You will woefully wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and catarrh.
What the fuck do you watch?
Do you watch
not Glee?
Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
Absolutely not.
Thank God.
Okay. That's a big fatty show too, oh, dear.
I guess I was on Big Fatty about the Shark Tank.
And the sound you hear is him digging it a little deeper.
I know. Every time Mark's like, every time I'm Big Fatty, it's always like a bad thing toward Big Fatty. I was like, well, then stop talking about Big Fatty like that.
Why wasn't, I didn't know Big Fatty liked Dancing with the Stars.
He loves Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God.
I think Dancing with the Stars is sort of like, because we have our nephew's grandmother. She's like, that's appointment television is Dancing with the Stars. Maybe you have to be like a certain age to get into Dancing with the Stars.
No, I think my mother watches it.
Exactly. You have to be a certain age to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
It's time to keep living, time to keep taking from the world you're given. You are my time, so I throw off my shawl. And watching your flings be flung all over makes me feel young all over. Injustice, no, no time at all.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's a Big Fatty show too, oh, dear.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1486 of the BFO for Monday, the 7th of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, which includes... Can you hear that? Huh? 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 Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it. Stop it. Hello, draggers. Big Freddy, you're not wearing women's clothing. It's true, huh? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are draggers today. Well, I don't know if you're draggers or not, but Big Freddy is dragging. Y'all, and I'm putting all the blame. I'm putting all the blame on Miss Porter, because y'all. Well, I tell you what. Yes, Big Freddy. Why don't you play the opening music for the weekend, and you can tell us about it. Lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it was quite the weekend. Busy weekend at the coal mine this weekend. Lots of folks visiting around, and so that always brings added stress and you know, just problems you don't have to deal with every day. But y'all, it worked like a charm as far as Big Fatty is concerned, and so I think it's all good. Y'all had to work through my lunch on a Friday, and came back to the coal mine, and I just left early. I was tired. I was on my feet the whole day, on my feet. And you know, when you're as fat as Big Fatty and you're on your feet all day long, your back hurts and all. So y'all, I came home Friday evening, y'all. I poured myself a little glass of wine, and I sat and I watched some programs on the TV machine, and y'all, then I was off to bed. I just decided I needed a good night's sleep. So y'all, I did that, woke up, sat, you know, the body clock, y'all, as you heard Granny Clampy. Yo, by the way, did you notice anything unusual about the music at the beginning of today's little show? If you didn't, go back and listen again. There's a little nod to the past and the present. Beef, Harry, I noticed it. You know, y'all, when you get old, you just need your rest. You know, it's like an old sleeping dog. You know, yes, Big Freddy. You know, Big Fatty, just find you a spot of sunshine and go lay on the floor, okay? But y'all sat there. I got up and peddled around the fat cave here, and y'all. Then I was off to the y'all. I went to the Total Wine. You know what the Total Wine is, y'all. By the way, I didn't know they had gift cards, so I've added one of those to my wish list. Big Fatty, nothing like pimping yourself out. You're just a whore. But yeah. Y'all, I decided I need me another case of that Mirasu, Merlot, and y'all, the gentleman that helped me, he was very nice. He says, "Have you tried the Mirasu Pinot Noir?" And I said, "No." Y'all, I bought me a case of the Merlot. And y'all, then I bought me a bottle of the Pinot Noir, and so y'all, I think maybe one day this week I'll have me a taste test on the little show. Big Fatty, any reason to get fucked up on the little show? You know, it's something to look forward to. Big Fatty, you can say that. And y'all, you know. You know, if you buy that wine at the Von Zee's, y'all, it's about $11 a bottle, and it's $6.99 a bottle what do you call that? The Total Wine. And y'all, then if you buy a case, they give you an additional 10% off. For my 12 bottles of Merlot and my one bottle of Pinot Noir. I spent $89.47. Big Fatty, that'll keep you in the juice for a couple of weeks. It's true, and y'all, you know, the hats are coming over here, so I gotta be in the juice. They'll be over here the first weekend of November. Big Fatty, you're not gonna make it. Yeah, I will. But y'all, from the Total Wine, I went to the Von Zee's. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We still hear it. You did it twice. Y'all, do you remember why I went back to the Von Zee's for a second time this week? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's because they had the gas card. You know, buy $50 worth of qualifying groceries, and you can get a $50 gas card and get $10 off. So, y'all, I did that. Y'all, I bought me some. They had the Hillshire Farms sliced meats, and so y'all, I got me some salami and roast beef and pastrami. Y'all, it just made me, you know, a nice chef solid during the week this week. Y'all, I got me some more of those Cordon Bleu unbreaded chicken bazooms. Y'all got some ground beef and some more of those chicken cutlets. I got me a roast, y'all. Y'all cooked it in the slow cooker overnight on Saturday night, and y'all poured just a little bit of red wine in with it. Y'all, I can't wait to try it. A couple of those solid kits. Y'all, I bought some more of that 8 o'clock Colombian coffee that the whole bean that I like because it was on sale. Y'all, I got me another 6-pack of tonic water also. I was down to my last bottle of tonic water. Y'all, then I also had an electronic. Y'all, do you have the electronic coupons where you go in and you select which coupons you want, and then you go in and you punch in your phone number, and it once you make the purchases, it says, "Oh, yes, Big Freddy, you get $1 off. Well, I had $1 off. I had buy two, get one free. Or something like that. I don't fucking know what it was. Big Fatty. Oh, no. You buy two and you get $1 off or something like that. I don't know. I got some more of that Greek dressing. I got an onion, a lime. Y'all, I got me one of those shrimp boil things that comes in the netting. Y'all, I'm going to make me some boiled shrimp one day this week. And got some... crunchy almond butter and my $50 gas card. Y'all, I spent $103.37, but I saved $38.10, plus I've got $50 worth of gas to spend. Big Fatty, that's just lovely! Yeah, I guess y'all got home and I got that beef roast in the slow cooker. By the way, y'all, I play that music mainly for the Faye driver. He loves the coupon music, although he has unsubscribed, y'all, so that's okay. But we will continue to play it in his memory as a former listener of the BFO. Yes, Big Freddy, we never hear from him, so he's unsubscribed. Came home, did all that, and watched some of the sports ball on the TV, and y'all, then I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show, and y'all, it was Gavin. You know Gavin, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, and it was his celebration of exiting the birth canal. I told you about that on a Friday. It was also Joe and Dallas's on Friday as well, and so I was on that little show, and then I listened to the after show of that. Y'all, they're vulgar. They're just vulgar on that after show is all I got to say. But and y'all, by the way, keep R.T. Cruiser, you know, R.T. Cruiser, keep him in your prayers, because y'all, he's got eye cancer. Big Freddy does not. He's got a star in the eye. Well, he said it was eye cancer. But anyway... Y'all, I think it's, you know, he took a squirrel back when he went back to Australia, because they don't have squirrels down there. He took a squirrel back, and y'all, I think the squirrel probably dropped some nuts. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about the squirrel's nuts. Then y'all, it was off to the Dudley Do-Rights, and y'all, I kind of waited a little bit, because, you know, I tend to get there around 9 p.m. in the evening, and Granny and Miss Porter roll in about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Well, y'all, so I kind of shuffled along, anyway, got there about 9:15, y'all. I hear, hey, Granny! As soon as I walk in, y'all, Granny and Miss Porter are already there, and y'all, they've got a friend of ours sitting there with them. Y'all, they'd been there for a half an hour. They got there at 9:15. So they had already finished their first round of beverages. And y'all, we just had a gay old time. Y'all, Miss Porter tried to overserve me. Y'all, I had to go up to the bar staff, and I said, "Big Fatty is cut off. Big Fatty is cut off." And so y'all, I had one more than I normally do, and y'all, I got home. I always send out a little textimonium to Granny and Miss Porter, letting them know that I made it home safe. And y'all, it's just about a mile and a half, you know, from the Dudley Do-Rights to the Fat Cave. And yes, Big Freddy. So sent that, and y'all, I crawled in the bed, and I started reading the textimonium messages. And y'all, I immediately went into a coma, and y'all woke up with the cellular telephonic device laying on my chest this morning. Poor Big Freddy, y'all. And so I got up Sunday, and I piddled around. I fixed me some country hymns. Big Freddy, we know it's not see you. No, it's not. I've just been piddling around here. I washed my underpants on Saturday, which is kind of out of order for me. But that's about it, y'all. I'm looking forward to seeing the big run later tonight, and on Monday night, y'all, to seeing the dancing. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now you heard at the beginning of today's little show that Mark and Ed from the It's All About Jeremy little show, y'all, you heard Mark just ugly the way he doesn't like the dancing. Y'all, I'm not going in the Fat Cave about this, but y'all, I'm going to make a prediction. And my prediction is Monday night we're going to say goodbye to Valerie Hopper. That's the first prediction. And y'all, my second prediction is on Monday night we will hear this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have their scores. Carrie Ann Imara.
Dick. Reno Tony Oak.
And y'all, the reason I'm going to predict the first perfect score of the season is because that Len Goodman, you know which one he is. He's the crotchety old English judge. Ah, I didn't like it. Y'all, he's not going to be there. They're going to have Julianne Hough sitting in for him. He's, evidently he's something about a colostomy. Be ready, it is not. But anyway, y'all, I have a feeling she's going to be there. And y'all, I think she's going to hand out a 10. And, you know, Lynn is the hardest one to get a 10 out of. So anyway, Biff, Eddie, when you say get a 10 out of, it just sounds vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty made a mistake. The assistant and all of the assistant's assistants, y'all, none of us had this name on the list for last Friday. So, but y'all, we're gonna correct the error. And y'all, last Friday, y'all, you know him from Pride 48 this year. He's just a cutie patootie. Y'all, it was Hendrick. You know, originally from the South Africa, now living in Germany. I think he lives in Perfume, Germany. Betty. And it's just around the, I think he's just around the corner from that Michael in Stuttgart. Hendrick, we're sorry we missed your celebration, but we hope it was lovely. Big Fatty, I hope there was a German chocolate cake. Well, I'm sure there was. And y'all, not being morbid or anything, but y'all, today, the 7th of October, y'all, it would have been Lord Byron's birthday. And y'all, we remember Lord Byron, we send out our best wishes to him. You know, Lord Byron passed away a couple of years ago, but y'all, we still keep his spirit alive in our hearts. Yes, Big Freddy! Y'all, I forgot to tell you that for right day night, y'all, I was on the new Grin Doctor, and all of a sudden, although it didn't make that noise anymore, which it you know, y'all, I don't really hear the new noise because it's, you know, it's kind of like beep. And I'm like, but Big Reddy, how do you know when there's a gentleman caller? Well, anyway, I just happened to be looking at it when the message came in. But y'all, it was one of my regular gentleman callers. And y'all, he was downtown having drinks with a client and had just finished that. And I said, come on by. He said, on my way. And y'all came over here and we had a lovely, lovely humpity bumpity. Big Reddy, please. Y'all, do you know Big Fatty's been bitching about the iTurge with the old shows not disappearing or anything like that? Well, dear Gussie. And you know, everything in the cloud was showing up in your list. Now, y'all, they have put out an update. So if that's been bothering the hell out of you, like it's been bothering Big Fatty, y'all go download the new update of the iTurds and it fixes it. And y'all, Big Fatty is so happy about that. Y'all, also, did you hear the Vons? Yo, lost her voice letter number. Y'all, I called her. In celebration of National Vodka Day on a Friday, and y'all, God only knows who got the message. But anyway, Ed and Mark, do you have any idea where we can hear my message?
Huh? That's a Big Fatty show too, oh, dear.
Oh no, no, you can't hear it here.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.